afternoon, Radio Land. Almost caught me there. This is Come On Home, bringing you the people, news, and views that make Irvin, Ravenna, and Estill County, Kentucky's hometown. I'm your host, Goosehead Joe. Hope everybody's doing great out there today. Of course, for those of you who are regular listeners to the show, you know that I'm completely upside down and inside out because I don't react to change very well. But it'll be fine. With you here by me, we'll work our way through it. But we're here on our new time. We're going to be every Wednesday from 1 to 3. I know Ethan was just talking about that a few minutes ago. And hopefully that allows me to not have to cut short some of our guests. We've had some really good conversations going, and heard that that some of you out there were a little concerned because I didn't have time at the end of the show to play the gospel by Goose Creek, and I love to finish out the show on that. So hopefully now there will be enough time to get everything taken care of the way it's supposed to be. As you know, I am fresh off the high seas. I was with the Mikes and, of course, my family and quite a few other travelers who went down and enjoyed Royal Caribbean's Enchantment of the Seas last week. And we went down and hit a couple islands in the Bahamas and had a big time. And a big shout out to the Mikes. They did a great job. Especially since they were on this trip, they went above and beyond the call of duty. they ran around with kids, and they helped folks that might have needed a little extra help going around Nassau. I was included there, and we just had a fantastic time. They did a wonderful job, and I would encourage you to check them out and give them a chance to earn your business, because they know what they're doing, and they do a great job at it. So anyhow, I'm going to jump right into it now, and I'm joined by the always lovely Lindsay Rogers. Welcome, Lindsay.
Thank you very much.
You got a lot of stuff going on, too, don't you?
I always have a lot of stuff going on.
Lindsay was kind enough to join me on my first day in a new slot here, and, of course, first day back from vacation as far as radio is concerned, because I know that we can talk, and it doesn't matter if we mess up.
That's right. We just have a good time.
That's exactly right. So I know we chatted a little bit before we went on the air about where we're going and what directions we're going to talk about, but let's start with the Actioneers and Trailtown.
Okay.
So kind of let everybody know what's going on.
So the Trailtown process is, you know, going. We're having regular monthly meetings, and we're having really good attendance. So, you know, to those of you that are listening that come, we want to thank you very much, because we know that, you know, it seems like a lot of hard work, but when we come together, it's a lot simpler. So, you know, a big thanks to everybody that helps us. This past weekend, we had a downtown walkthrough, and kind of what that is the assessment one and the assessment two put together of the Trail Towns project.
Now, what exactly does that mean?
That means people, you know, from Estill County kind of walked the streets and graded, per se, I guess, what we have already and what we have going for us, what we need to implement to make Estill County a little more welcoming for visitors and that kind of thing. So, you know, it ended up turning out, I wasn't able to make it. You know, I've been out of town as well.
You've had a couple different out of towns.
I've had a couple different out of towns, and I'm back today, as Joe said, as well as he is today. But it turned out really good from what I can tell. And, you know, they found a few things that we need to add, you know, like bike racks, which I think we've talked about that on the show before. Something as simple as a bike rack means so much to some visitors. You know, people that are going to be coming in here and using our trails and using our town might need to park their bike somewhere without it, you know, getting stolen or that kind of thing. Benches, that's something else that we notice we don't have. So maybe implementing some benches. The big thing, and, you know, we've talked about this over and over again, is the central hub for our trail town. So at first, it was our understanding that the hub had to be, you know, right on our trail. And as far as what we're working with, it's the Kentucky River.
Right.
So that is our main trail. That's what's going to allow us to become a certified trail town. And so we thought, oh gosh, you know, we're going to have to build a like little visitor center or a little, you know, something right there on the river.
Right.
But as you and I found out at Brushy Fork, that's not the case.
Right.
So it can be, they said, up to 5 to 10 miles away from your trail. which luckily our main street is right on the river.
Exactly.
So, you know, what we're really searching for is a location on Main Street to have our, like, small visitor center and Trail Town Hub that kind of tells you, oh, the Quilt Trail is this way.
Yeah.
You know, the Kentucky River is this way. The Hollywood Park is this way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just guiding people where to go from one central location. And Main Street's perfect. We have a beautiful downtown. And, you know, if done correctly, this can be a really good thing for the community. So that's what we're searching for right now. They also noted that Rising Park is something that we have that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's a green space, and it's right there close to downtown. So possibly putting up, you know, some signage on Main Street showing you how to get to Rising Park. And they also talked about the walking trail.
Yeah.
Around the street there.
Right.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Well, sure.
So that was a really good, I think it was Francie probably that pointed it out, because I know her and Sarah used to walk it. So, you know, some signage there that tells you if you walk, you know, 4 laps around this block, that's a mile.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people locally especially could enjoy something like that instead of having to drive, you know, to the rec park or drive to the track at the high school. You can walk a mile right in downtown.
Right.
So, you know, just little things like that. And you look at the project and it's so, so big. But once you break it down, it's really the little things that make the difference. So I was really happy that we got that done. Hannah updated me on it earlier this morning. So it sounds like they had a really good day and got a lot done. And it's going to lead us in a better direction on kind of what to do, what needs to be done,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing.
Well, yeah. And if, which I'm, you know, with that data, that they collected and kind of the survey process,
mm-hmm.
Then that kind of, you know, we start to take that and apply it and figure out, okay, what's the next step, which we'll be having to do
shortly.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to be looking at the trial run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're hoping the trial run can actually be during the Mushroom Festival, because visitors will already be here. And, you know, already have access to everything that we have, plus more. So,
sure.
You know, why not? That's something Francine does a really good job at the Mushroom Festival, and people come from all over the country for
mm-hmm.
that. Believe it or not, everybody comes to Irvine. They love it. So we're hoping that can be our trial run. And that brings me, I guess, to my next point is
mm-hmm.
it's early enough now we can start talking about the Speedy Spore River Run.
Okay.
So, last year, as most of you probably know, we planned this big race, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained, and we had to cancel it, and we rescheduled, and it rained.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, we had terrible weather. So, we decided to think a little bit smaller this year and try to involve more people in the community and have it as a group paddle instead of a race. You know, the competitive aspect may be intimidating to some people that have never been on the water.
Right.
And the whole point of it is to get people to see that we have this amazing natural resource right smack in the middle of our downtown. So, we're just wanting to get people on the water and maybe show them, hey, this is our trail town. You know, local people can use this just as much as people from, you know, not from here.
Right.
So, you know, get people on the water, maybe take them up station camp, take them down the river to the rec park. There are a lot of different options that we could do. So we're really excited about that. And this way, too, there's not as many regulations on it
sure.
as a race has. So it can be more fun. And, you know, we can enjoy it. Everybody can enjoy it. It's going to be on Sunday. I know that we had some problems with it being on a Sunday. But the Mushroom Festival is already very established. And by no means do we want to interfere with anything that they are working hard to do.
Right.
So we want, you know, the people that are doing the 5K to be able to get on the water and, you know, vice versa. So all of it, you know, our main thing is working together
mm-hmm.
and us changing it would kind of, you know, it wouldn't be working together. So
right.
it's got to stay on the Sunday. So I'm sorry if you can't participate, but we really aren't out. We're kind of out of options, and
right.
as far as that goes. So
well, especially trying to work with the Mushroom Festival.
Right.
You just got 2 days there.
Exactly. Yeah, and Saturday is kind of the big day.
Right.
Everybody comes down for Saturday, so you know maybe we'll bring some more people in that maybe wouldn't have came to the Mushroom Festival in on Sunday. And with it being a paddle, it can be as short or long as we want it. So we can have from this time to this time. It can be over. People can go eat. People can do this. Enjoy the entertainment.
Right.
It'll be a lot calmer and a lot more laid back. And I know those of you that know me and Joe knows me, laid back is kind of the way that I like it. So
that's how you try to roll.
That's kind of how I try to roll. So we're really excited, and I think it'll be much better. And hopefully we'll be able to do it, and we'll still be able to, you know, have the guys come down with the canoes and have a kayak rental company come in so everybody can have the chance to get on the river.
Right. Yeah, it's a really neat idea, and I mean, from the logistical standpoint, I know that makes it a whole lot better.
Right.
For the Actioneers.
Exactly. And I love planning things. I love it. You know this. Yeah. I love planning things. That race was really hard to plan. And, you know, this will be a lot easier. It'll be better for, I think, everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, we may not get those avid canoers and avid kayakers that go out here and there and compete everywhere, but we'll get, you know, your normal,
regular
your average Joes. There you go. Yeah, we'll get people in the community that maybe would never have tried it.
Right.
So that's the whole point. So we are really excited about that.
Oh, really neat. That is really cool.
Yes.
And again, that enhances the Mushroom Festival.
Exactly.
That was the original idea, is to try to make sure there was something that you were adding to it.
Right. Exactly. Not interfering with it.
Right.
You know, give a different angle, I guess. So that will also be our trial run. So we'll have people, you know, the people from the state, people from Frankfort coming down, you know, doing that paddle with us and seeing what we've got on the river. So between now and then, you know, we've got a lot of work.
Right.
We have to do, with the trail town process, you have to have proper signage. Basically, you're going to have to be able to find your entrance point from anywhere in town. So nobody can come here and say, you know, where's the river?
Right.
Hopefully they wouldn't do that anyway, since it's right in downtown. But you never know. They could come from Winchester or, you know.
Sure.
There's a lot of ways to get into the county. So so it has to be accessible to everybody. So if anybody has any ideas or suggestions, or especially for the, you know, the trail hub, that's the big thing. We need somebody on Main Street that can help us out. So
definitely.
Just, you know, give me a call. I always give out my phone number. It's 859-358-6942. And we appreciate, you know, any views on it, because we are here for everybody. It's
right.
Not just geared towards a certain type of person. It's, you know, this is our community. This is for us. This is also for other people. And, you know, hopefully it'll help our economy and we'll grow from it.
That's really the coolest thing about all this, is everything. It's not just, okay, we're going to put this thing here for tourists. And it's not just, we're going to put this thing here for the people that live here. Everything can be used both ways.
Right. And, you know, here we have so many talented people. That's something that we push so much. We have so many artists and so many people that do craft. And, you know, wouldn't it be so cool if people came here and knew exactly where to find, like, agate jewelry, for example?
Yeah.
Or knew exactly where to find a painting that somebody did, the Arts Council's art that they do. And that's kind of also the point of this hub and this little visitor center, is to showcase our culture and our heritage and kind of let people know who we are as Esselkountians. And, you know, all too often we're considered, you know, Eastern Kentucky, just Eastern Kentucky. Nobody cares about us.
Mm-hmm.
But we really have a lot to offer. And that's something that this program is allowing us to show, is,
right,
you know, what we've got going on and how we can get to it. So I'm ready to get to it. And I think that after this little thing they had this weekend where they graded the town, now we're going to be able to put that into action.
Right.
And that's the big thing. You know, people can meet, people can talk, and we've been doing that because it's necessary, but now we're ready to put it into place. So
right.
I don't know. So keep your eyes out. Hopefully in the next few months you'll be seeing some positive changes here in the community.
Very, very cool. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and we got a couple other completely different areas that we're going to talk about. So we'll be back with more from Lindsay Rogers right after this. You're listening to Come On Home. Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. Again, I am joined by the lovely Lindsay Rogers. We've been talking a little bit about the Actioneers and Trail Town. And there's actually another upcoming Actioneer project that's related that I want to make sure you touch on a little bit.
Yes. So we are going to have another volleyball tournament.
Another one.
Another one. If you all haven't figured out yet, the board of Esso Action Group loves volleyball. That's what we spend all summer doing. So it's really easy and fun for us to plan tournaments, and we've had really good success with them so far.
Yeah.
So we're going to have one that's going to be a Monster Mash volleyball tournament. So the whole concept is to dress up. So before, I know the teams have actually gotten into it, and, you know, the last game, people had matching shirts, and, you know, they're really getting into it. And this is going to be something that we continue to do next spring, summer, and fall as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the point of this is to dress up with your team. So it's going to be like a group costume, of course, still flexible because you're going to be playing volleyball, but just to kind of add a different aspect to it this time. We're going to do soups afterwards, so mm-hmm. we're going to have several different kinds of soups for you guys. So it'll be donation only to eat the soups, and then it's going to be a bonfire celebration at the end of it. So we're working on a location. I should have it by this afternoon, so just keep an eye on Facebook and keep an eye on us, as always, to see what we're doing, but we're going to be announcing those details for the October volleyball tournament. Again, it'll be the 31st. It'll start at 11, the way they always do. Registration starts at 10, and it'll be $50 per team. So we do 3 to 5 people on a team, and it's, you know, if you have 5 people, that's $10 a person. So it's we try to keep it really reasonable. But come on out, and even if you don't play volleyball, we've had people come just to watch and to eat. And, of course, we all love to eat. And Steve... if everybody knows Steven Walters, he's like the best cook ever. So he's going to be making some kind of like deer soup or something very interesting, or deer chili. That's what it was. Yeah.
Okay.
So everybody come out and try his soup, if anything. But then again, just keep an eye on our Facebook, and I'll be posting that probably this evening or tomorrow morning.
Very cool. And all the money you're raising this time?
This time it's going to go to Trail Towns. So this is going to be our first like fundraiser to fund this project. So we're going to try to do it, you know, as efficiently as possible, spend as little money as possible.
Right.
So, you know, help us out. Help us make this town the place we all know it can be.
Very cool. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing that the Actioneers are involved with is with the Friends of Lily Mountain.
Yeah.
And there is a really neat event that's coming up, and I figured we could talk about that a little bit because this is going to be cool.
Yeah, it's a really neat concept. You hear of haunted forests and haunted houses and, you know, zombie walks, that kind of thing.
Right.
And which are all fun and good. You know, everybody loves a haunted house. Everybody loves zombies. That's kind of the thing that's in right now. So what Lily Mountain has planned is kind of like a scenario type style walkthrough. Mm-hmm. You're going to get attacked by zombies. It's going to be dark in the woods. You're going to get to see Lily Mountain. And, of course, this event is going to help Lily Mountain.
Right.
And, you know, it's not every day that a small town has a nature preserve. So Lily Mountain is something that we all really need to focus on and be proud of because, you know, Justin works really, really hard.
Yes, he does.
To get that place up and running. And, you know, it's something that a lot of places don't have. So it's a really good event. It supports something really, really awesome for the community, and it's different. I don't know if I should give away the secrets on how it's ran.
Well, not all the secrets, but...
Oh, okay. I'll give you a hint. I think, if this is still the way he's doing it...
Okay.
You will have, like, football flags...
Yes.
...on. So it's kind of like a survival-style zombie walk. I'll leave it at that. I think I'll leave it at that, because it gives you a little bit of mystery... It'll be cool. You can either survive or you can either be contaminated.
Or the zombies can get you.
Yes. So, you know, I don't know of anybody else around here that does anything like that. So
right.
I'm super excited about it. Last year, of course, he planned it all and then the weather was terrible.
Yes.
So he had to cancel it. But I think everybody that's involved in it is really excited. The zombies are going to look really, really awesome. The guides are going to do a good job. And there's a whole story behind the walk. So I won't spoil it. So if you come, you won't be, I guess, you won't know what's going on. But it's going to be really cool. I would advise everybody to try to check it out.
And this is actually coming up next Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
The 23rd and 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, the easiest way to find out more about it, go to Facebook and just type in Forest of the Undead. That
yes.
is the official title. Actually, I noticed that Justin had shared the video on the Actioneers Facebook today. He updated it from last year. You can see the acting chops of yours truly. Unfortunately, yeah, I was the one that got infected, and yeah, it's not pretty.
Oh, it's the best. You have to go watch it. It is the best. I got to watch it before Joe and I really got to know each other really, really well, and it was my favorite thing I think I've ever seen. So those listeners that you know, don't really know Joe that well, you've got to watch it because it's the greatest.
Yeah, it's really a mess, but it gives you the info that you need, and right. Make sure to check that out. It's going to be a really cool event. We actually are meeting this afternoon with Justin Rogers and to be working out some final details and some of the last logistics. So it's been really cool, and Justin's been very highly involved with Trail Town and the Actioneers, and you know, it's another cool thing that's going on right here in our community.
Right. And that's, I know we talk about this, you talk about this every week. There is always something going on here.
Oh, yeah.
So anybody that says, I live in Irvin, there's nothing to do around here, or I live in Estill County, you're just not looking, because there is stuff going on all the time. And it's good stuff, just like this, you know, this really good stuff.
Well, and it's funny, too, you know, when you go on vacation and, you know, you're sitting there, you're trying to figure out what to do, or say you've gone to the beach for a week and it's going to be cloudy and kind of rainy, so you got to find something to do. And so you start searching on your phone and looking online and everything, and you find these little events and things like what we're talking about that are going on where you are on vacation, and you go to them. Well, we've got them right here. Right. So why not go ahead and take advantage of being able to do these fun extra things without being 1,000 miles away?
Right. And Francie Snowden has actually started Estill County Calendar. Is that what it's called on Facebook? So, you know, if you're sitting at home on a Friday night and you don't have anything to do and you're looking for something, just get on Facebook and check out that calendar, because I'd almost say there's something going on. If not Friday night, then definitely Saturday night. So, you know, there's something going on all the time. There's meetings that go on all the time, too. And they're not, you know, our meetings, I think they're fun.
Yeah, they are.
You know, we get a lot. You get to know everybody, and you get to see, you know, their perspective on the community and compare it with your perspective. And it really is cool getting to see the way everybody sees it and what they see Estill County as. And that is what all of this is about, is coming together and, you know, doing this together. So
that's exactly right. And you know, it seems like there are more and more folks who they want to be involved. They want to figure out how to be part of the change, part of making things better, but they don't really know how. They might not know the right people.
Right.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you, because believe you me, I go to meetings.
Yeah, surely not.
Yeah, I go to meetings for a living. So 99%. I won't say everybody, but 99% of these organizations that are working in our area, not just Estill County, but in the surrounding counties, they would love to have you come in and want to hear your opinions.
Absolutely. And when we first started Estill Action Group, that was like one of our things is, you know, we really want to do this, but where do we go? What do we do? And we just did it. And we did it in mind, you know, we could be like a portal, I guess, to put it, for these other organizations. Say, you come to our meeting and you're really interested in art. You're a painter. You're awesome at it. I'm going to send you to Lauren. Mm-hmm. Hey, she's the president of the Arts Council. Why don't you go talk to her? And then maybe they'll find a new member. So the same is, you know, like the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Estill Action Group is a chamber. We're very closely related. EDA, we're part of EDA, so
we're all in this thing together.
We're all in this together, and that's what you need to keep in mind when you're thinking you want to volunteer is, you know, you don't have to choose this group or this group, because we all are in it for the same thing. We just pick one, go to it, you know, they'll send you where you need to go, or they'll welcome you to their group. It's a really cool, and I was intimidated at first by it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not at all now. It's just silly. So if you're intimidated by it, then don't be, because, you know, being involved keeps you busy, but it's fun.
Well, and you can be as busy as you want to be.
Exactly. Right.
Now, I will warn you, don't show up to these meetings and just complain.
Right.
Nobody wants to hear that.
No. And we're really positive. We have the news to hear the negative stuff. So why, you know, as a small town, we need to come together and focus on our bright spots. I'm not saying that we can just overlook our problems.
No.
But other people don't have to know about it. You know, our visitors, that's not what they need to think of when right. they come to Estill County. They need to think of everything good.
Exactly.
You know, when you go to, when you went on your cruise, mm-hmm. were you prepared for, you know, crime and like all this crazy stuff? No.
You just, you're there to, basically you're there to spend money.
Right. There you go. And that's what we're hoping. What is it? I think somebody from out of town spends twice as much in a community and an overnight trip that ripples or
I think that's right.
I don't want to like quote it wrong,
but it's a lot.
Yeah, people, when people come here, they are going to spend money.
But yes, people want something fun to do. They want, you know, what it is that they enjoy. They want to be able to do that, and they want to be able to eat.
Yeah, we have something going for us big right now because we're about to get 3 new awesome restaurants.
That's right.
And those are going to appeal to people that are coming in here. You know, they're all going to be a little different, mm-hmm. And people look for like small places, local places. They don't want to go to like Applebee's anymore,
right?
You know, they want to go to the mom and pop places. They want to go somewhere where they can meet the owner and, you know, look at them face to face and kind of see what this place is versus what it is here, what it is in California, what, you know,
right?
So, you know, we right now is the time, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. We've got it going on. We got to do it or lose it, and doing it is the better option. So,
good stuff. All right, well, we got to stop and take another break, and we'll be back with more. We're going to change gears completely when we come back from the break. You're listening to Come On Home. Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. Once again, I am joined by Lindsay Rogers with Estill Action Group and the Irvin Ravenna Trail Town Project and WSKV and
yep, a little bit of everything.
So let's see, we were moving on to actually another one of your roles as a participant with Leadership Leap, and I've already been talking about the project a little bit, actually quite a bit, and it's just fantastic. So I'm gonna let you go ahead and give an insider's view here.
Okay, so we have started an initiative. It's called I Am Eastern KY. It's a hashtag. So, you know, if you don't know the hashtag, it's the pound sign or the number sign. So if you get on Facebook, you get on Twitter, you get on Instagram, you can search hashtag I Am Eastern KY, and you'll see all these awesome things. So the point of this is, as we all know, Eastern Kentucky has this terrible stereotype. We're all, you know, known to be, I guess, rednecks and hillbillies. And, you know, some of us can cherish that. Some of us can hate it. Like it or not, that's what people think. So this whole project has kind of been to deter the stereotype. You know, we are all Eastern Kentucky, and that's what we want to show the world. We want to show the world that, you know, Goosehead Joe, you know, he is Eastern Kentucky. You know, Lindsay Rogers, I'm the marketing consultant at WSKV. I am Eastern Kentucky. Estill Action Group, that is Eastern Kentucky. You know, those are all really positive things. So we're wanting to show the world that Eastern Kentucky is a lot more than what Ann Lowry, for example, thinks. So,
yeah.
So the whole point is to be positive. Again, we've talked a lot about positivity today, and that's the way you should live. You should live your life looking at the bright sides instead of the dark sides. So I encourage anybody to go on the Facebook. It's, you know, like I said, I Am Eastern KY, and kind of see what's going on. And we're wanting everybody to post videos.
Right.
So if you get on there right now on the Facebook, there's a little tab that says videos, and click on them, and you can flip through. Some of the Leap participants have put their videos up there. We're hoping to get one from Kevin Richardson because he's from right. Estill County. We're hoping to get one from Kishara mm-hmm. because she's with the Dallas Cowboys now. So we're wanting to show the world again what Eastern Kentucky really is. We wear shoes. You know, we have teeth. Most of us have teeth.
Right.
Most of us wear shoes. I don't particularly enjoy shoes sure. most of the time, but that's by choice. It's because it's what I like. So let's show the world what we really are, and we can do that through this project. Within 24 hours, we had over 1,000 likes. Within 48 hours, we had over 2,000 likes. People are looking at this page.
Oh, yeah.
So even one of the well, one of the presidential candidates has talked about Eastern Kentucky. So we're trying to kind of plug that in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's really exciting. And like I said before, you know, now is the time for us because everybody's kind of looking for that small town and everybody's kind of looking for that back to the basics kind of thing. Life is way too fast and life is way too short. So, you know, people are wanting to come to places like Eastern Kentucky. I've been probably to 45 of the 50 states, and I can honestly say Kentucky has everybody beat. Sorry if you're listening and you're from somewhere else. I might be a little biased, but you hear a lot of people say that, especially right now. So if you're listening, if you're one of our online listeners and you're not from here, I encourage you to take a trip to like the Red River Gorge or Estill County and just look at the leaves and look at the mountains and how different it is here. Yes, we're different, but it's in a good way. It's not in a bad way. They call us, the red dot of America.
Yeah.
And let's make that a positive thing. Yeah, we are different. We may be a little bit behind the times. That's good. That's a good thing. We take the time to take it all in. We talk a little bit slower. That it's good stuff. You know, it's good. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's something to be proud of. So
right.
The I Am Eastern Kentucky initiative is for you guys to go on there and show the world what you're all about. It doesn't have to be, you know, what I said that I'm about or what, you know, what Joe's about.
Yeah.
It's you. We all make up this beautiful region, and that's what it's about.
Well, it's one of those things, too. You don't have to have been born here or grown up here. We've got tons of awesome people who grew up somewhere else, and they choose to be here.
Exactly.
And they're Eastern Kentucky, too.
Exactly. Yeah. We are Eastern Kentucky. You are, I am, Joe is, everybody that lives around here, whether you've lived here a week, whether you've lived here 26 years, you know, we are this place. And we need to promote it, and we need to promote it in a positive way. So what's to come, I guess, right now it's just been the Facebook, the social media, Twitter, Instagram, but it's growing. It's getting a lot bigger. So we have ordered shirts, of course, from Twin Cedars Embroidery. They're working with us to put these shirts out. We've all got them. The elite participants have them. It's the state, and Eastern Kentucky is colored in. Our region is colored in. It says home, and the back has the hashtag on it. Real simple, real easy. We're going to end up selling these for $15. We haven't worked out all the kinks yet, so keep your eye out on the pages for that. And the best thing, I think, that's yet to come is a little mini documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And the LEAP participants are really excited about this. And if you don't know what LEAP is, you want to explain what it is, Joe?
Yeah, for those of you who aren't regular listeners, I've talked about LEAP quite a bit. It is actually our multi-county leadership development program. We have this year we have participants from Estill, Lee, Powell, and Jackson counties. We've actually had participants from Owsley and from Wolf counties before. So pretty much it's a little bit different than your classic, you know, leadership, Lexington, things like that, where it's all about just that one place and it's all about the networking. We've got folks that are coming in from different communities, and we're highlighting the best, you know, the opportunities and the challenges in each of our different communities, and then looking at things both from a hyper-local and from a regional perspective. So getting these people, it's really neat because you see friendships form. I've had the opportunity to be a part of each of the classes because I'm always affiliated. LEAP is, it's another, like Estill Action Group, it's an operating division of EDA, but of course it's overseen by a steering committee with folks from each of the counties that are involved. So it's a regional organization that's affiliated with an Estill County based one. So it's really cool, and Lindsay has been a participant this year and just setting the world on fire. So
there we go.
LEAP, it started as, if we were Leadership Estill County, then it was Lee, Estill, and Powell. That's where LEAP came from, but then Jackson County came on board. So we had to come up with a new meaning for the acronym, and it's Learn, Empower, Attain, Progress. There you go. That's LEAP.
That's LEAP. There you go. So what's to come with I Am Eastern Kentucky is the mini documentary, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our participants works for the Public Rural Telephone Company in Jackson. Is that right? Peoples. Okay, I don't want to mess it up. Peoples Rural
Telephone Cooperative.
Cooperative. Oh, yeah, I messed it up.
All you Jackson County folks that are listening, it's PRTC.
There you go. PRTC. And they came down to each county, and we went to all of the awesome places in each community and filmed it. And then we did a voiceover, and we're putting that together, and we're going to push out mini documentaries showcasing our little area. I think it'll be really cool. I'm really excited about it. I'm a sucker for things like that. I'm one of those like emotional people that when I watch it, I'll probably like boohoo like a baby. But it'll be really cool, and hopefully we'll be able to push it out further than just our area and further than just the state. So people from, you know, Ohio and Tennessee and New York or California. I have a friend in Portland, Oregon that I know will watch it. So, you know, it could get all over America. And better yet, it may even get all over the world. You never know. Big dreams. But, you know, we've pushed out I Am Eastern Kentucky through Facebook advertising. And it has went so well. So the next step will be pushing it out even further and trying to get people in the rest of America and the rest of the world to look at us in a different way, in a positive way. That's the whole goal of this, is positive thinking, positive image. So, but, you know, that's what we're doing, and we're all really excited about it. We are supposed to debut the video this Friday night at Leap graduation, and from there, we'll be pushing it out on social media. So that's something exciting for all you folks to look forward to watching.
Right.
So I know I'm really excited about it. I cannot wait. We're meeting Thursday to kind of iron out the rest of the kinks of the video, and I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
And it really is a fantastic project. It was a fantastic idea. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to quite a few of the Leap alums who are just sick that they didn't come up with something like this. Because it's so cool.
And I think it's going to be big, and it's something that can keep going. You know, Leap ends this Friday, but this project hopefully will go on forever. And that's what's so cool about it is, you know, maybe we'll be bringing back some money to the organization, and maybe next year it can be even bigger. And, you know, you never know. You just have to kind of go with the flow. That's my style. And this flow is going good. So we're excited.
Oh, it really is. Make sure and check them out on Facebook. There's also a website that's in progress that accompanies all this, and we'll have everything on there. If you have pictures of cool things that are going on, of beautiful places in our area, make sure to visit the Facebook page, post those on there, and those will get reshared out to all the followers. But make sure to go give the page a like, and make sure to check out all those updates, because it really is a neat project, and my hat is off to these folks who have worked so hard to get it this far, and I look forward to seeing where everything goes in the future. So very, very cool. And I tell you, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back to finish up with Ms. Lindsay. She's probably got 7 or 8 more things she's got to go over, so we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Come On Home. Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. I've been talking with Lindsay Rogers of fame and infame about all the different things that she's involved with. And the last thing we were talking about was the I Am Eastern Kentucky project that has been started by this year's Leadership Leap class. And you wanted to talk a little bit more about the website and some of the other things going on there.
I did. I forgot all about the website. I was too busy talking about.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. I was too busy talking about social media, which is good, and you know we can push down on social media. But we do have our own website, iameasternky.com, and we're pushing something out, something else besides the I Am Eastern KY hashtag, and it's hashtag Snappalachia.
I'd forgotten that. Yeah, Snappalachia.
Snappalachia. So what this is you know, snapshots, pictures of Appalachia. So
Snappalachia. Yeah, I see what you did there.
It's so cool. I love it. I was so excited about it. when I wasn't the one that came up with it, but when the fella did, it was like everybody's eyes got as big as quarters. It was awesome. So you can hashtag your pictures as Snappalachia, and we have something called the Snappalachia Showcase that's on our website. So we're going to be plugging in different pictures. Your photo may be featured. We'll give you credit for that picture. So it's kind of cool. Everybody can see social media, but it's a little bit different when your name and stuff's featured on a website.
Sure.
So that's something kind of cool that we're doing. We've also got something, support EKY Arts. So we've got a few local artists featured on there, some singer-songwriters. The Jenkins Twins are on our page.
Get some!
So we've got Josh Nolan. He's on there, too.
Awesome
and
guy.
Tyler Childers. He's on there, too. And they're all, of course, right here from the Appalachia region of eastern Kentucky. So,
right.
You know, it's kind of cool, and it gives a little bit of a different outlook on it. Instead of just showcasing our beauty, we're showcasing our people. We're showcasing what they do. And we're working on a like Hall of Fame type tab on our website. And it sounds really complex, but we're going to just pick one thing a week and showcase that. It could be a quote. It could be a poem. It could be a picture. It could be a song. So that's kind of up for grabs there. It's not been posted yet. Like I said, we're still kind of working on some things.
Sure.
So that's something to look forward to. So if you want to be showcased on our website, you can hashtag Snappalachia on your pictures or hashtag I am Eastern KY on anything else. You can even say, I don't know, some example. Give me an example, Joe.
What?
You could even say, like, I am awesome. I'm not sure we'll pick that one, but just I'm not being very creative right now. and then hashtag that I am Eastern KY. And we may pick that quote and stick it on our website and say, you know, from Lindsay Rogers, Estill County, Kentucky. So that's kind of cool.
That's a neat thing.
Yeah, people like that, and I like it. I like to see my name on things that
your name in lights.
Yes, of course, fame. No, but yeah, I think that's cool, and I think it'll get some more people involved as well. You know, we want to showcase everything we've got going on. You know, right here in Estill County, we have a renowned author. So, mm-hmm. How many people knew that? Probably, I don't know, but that's something that we would showcase on our website.
Exactly.
So, you know, we're really excited to show our talents and to show, you know, what all people in Eastern Kentucky are doing. And I'll tell you, it's a lot of cool stuff. So
it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And in every one of our counties, we've got folks that are doing just phenomenal things that, you know, they might sell to mainly to people on the other side of the country, the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't really know them because they don't sell to you. But they're there and they're doing great things and they're representing our communities and our region.
Right.
So why not boost them up a little bit?
Yeah, one of my favorite videos that have been posted so far was the girl from Powell County. Oh, I'm not going to remember her name. But she was kayaking, doing like all this awesome research.
Yeah, on the Mississippi River.
On the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
And that's what she just posted a little video, and she said, you know, who she was, where she was from, what she was doing, why she was doing it. And then she said, it's a very short, powerful statement. I am Eastern Kentucky.
That's right.
Because we are, and we should be proud of it. It's not something we should try to hide. We should be screaming at the mountains. So we got lots of those mountains.
That's right. We are Eastern Kentucky.
There you go.
Hey, I'm probably going to get sued. Okay.
Nah, you had a different pitch.
Okay, it was so bad that it doesn't count. but yeah, I mean, and Lindsay, I applaud you and all the different things that you're involved with, and of course, since you've been hanging around, we've kind of gotten to be buds, and so yes. I appreciate all of your help and all of your enthusiasm, because you keep me from ramming my head into the wall a lot of times.
Of course, we can't have you ram your head in the wall, because you do everything.
No. Yeah. Problem when you try to do everything is you do nothing well.
No, that's not true. I'm sure. Oh, I got a message. Her name is Alyssum Pohl.
Alyssum.
Alyssum.
I love
knew
that
it was
name.
Something
I knew,
cool.
Yeah, that's,
yeah, it's yeah, that's an awesome name. Thank you, Justin Rogers. But anyway, Joe is the same way. Yes, we have become buds. He's been gone, like he said, on his cruise.
Yep.
Then I was gone. Not this past. Well, yeah, this past week. To the Do It Best show with me, mm-hmm. Do It Center. My husband works there. And then I went to the KBA conference for the radio station. So it's been like 10 days since Joe and I have got to hang out.
Yeah,
so,
we were jonesing.
Yeah, we were pretty giddy when we got to see each other today.
So I put her on the radio.
Yes. So we got to everybody got to hear our conversations. And really, things like this is what we normally talk about. So
that's true.
Yeah. A lot of brainstorming and a lot of tossing ideas and
two birds, one stone.
There you go. It's good stuff. So,
well, Lindsay, I know you've got 1,000 things to do too, so I appreciate you taking the time to sit down and talk to all of our folks out there.
No problem. Thanks for having me. As always, I enjoy it.
Wonderful. Well, I have a song to dedicate to you after everything you've been talking about today. Here's a little Old Crow Medicine Show. We're all in this together.
And we love Old Crow.
That's right.
Yes.
Alright, here's Old Crow for you.
Beneath. faith and fear. This life don't last forever. When you cry, taste the salt in your tears.
Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. I am joined by just as lovely of a young man in the studio with me now, the maestro from the Estill County High School Band, Mr. Jason Bowles. Welcome, sir.
Good afternoon, Joe.
I didn't want to take anything away from you. You know, don't give all the shiny compliments to Lindsay.
And what an intro.
The best one you've had lately, I know.
Yeah, at least today.
We were just talking before we came back there that normally by this point in the marching season, I've had you on the show like 6 times.
That's true.
And you've been just working these kids to death, and you don't have time to come talk to me.
We've been very busy. We just came off a fall break. Of course, we had rehearsals through all of that, and I don't think the word break is even in our vocabulary. So.
Well, let's just start out for those folks that are listening that haven't seen this year's show. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and let them in on the magic.
Okay. Well, the show is titled Salem 1692. It's an historical depiction of the Salem witch trials, and it basically tells a story through diary entries of a girl named Bridget Bishop, who was, again, historically the first one to be tried in these trials. So it goes through the process of being, her being accused, her being proven guilty, and then ultimately her being punished for her alleged wrongdoing. So as you can imagine, it's very intense, it's very dramatic, and, you know, when you're trying to compete at the level that we are, you got to stand out, and this definitely stands out. You're not going to forget this one.
Now, Where did the music and everything come from this year?
You know, early on, we just sit down as staff members and literally brainstorm, as cliche as that sounds, and we leave everything open for possibility. And, if you talk and discuss and brainstorm enough, you just accidentally, you know, stumble upon something. And then when we get something we think is a feasible idea, it just goes. It manifests into tons of other ideas, some of which you can achieve and some of which you can't. But it honestly just came out of a brainstorming discussion. We liked the idea, considered the possibilities, and it took off.
Oh, very cool. Now, this is you're starting to gain a reputation for darker shows. You've had success.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is that you just hang on to it, or
I'm not sure that that's deliberate. I do know.
I think it is.
I don't know. I do know, though, from experience that those darker type shows tend to be the one that gets the audience's attention. It grabs them. It keeps them intrigued throughout the entire performance. Whereas maybe some of your lighter ideas or concepts do not. So, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, you know, if you had taken a Doobie Brothers show to state finals, then...
That's a good point. That's a good point. I mean, I think I started this whole mess with, what was it, Journey.
Yes.
Journey was the first show. Oh, we've come a long way, baby.
I tell you what, it's and it's funny because, which for those of you who don't know, I was in marching band. Mr. Bowles was in marching band. He was actually a senior when I was a rookie. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much his fault that I was, I guess, drank the Kool-Aid to begin with, but we've been around this band for a long time, and it's really cool to talk to the kids that are in now because they really have no idea.
They have no idea, and I've had this conversation with number one, they have no idea how good they are,
right?
And I don't know how to get that across. They don't appreciate, it seems like, and that's not a insult. They just really don't. They haven't been there like you're saying.
Right.
They don't appreciate, you know, the competition that they're beating and so forth, but. Jessica Mullins and I talk a lot because she was there with us, and she made the comment that I agree. She said, I think this is one time that it's okay to live vicariously through these kids.
You know, exactly.
Because we wanted it so much, and we worked for it so hard. And you know, I like to think that we had something to do with, you know, laying the groundwork to, you know, where we are today.
But, right.
Yeah, it's finally paying off.
It is really cool. And just, you know, I'm sure there's some folks listening who don't know anything about marching band and probably just think, yeah, well, you know, they show up and they play at football games.
Right.
And that's it. But the amount of rehearsal time and practice time out on the pavement that these kids put in is just insane.
It is. It's remarkable what they're able to do. And just marching band as the entity that it is has changed so much, I guess, since you and I were in.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much more, you know, theatrical. I mean, there's shows. It's almost like a Broadway show. I mean, with, like I say, the theatrics and the props and the storyline. You know, back when I was in, you marched and you played, and if you were good, you got credit for it.
Right.
it's so much more than that. And then back to the show theme, you know, you have to be innovative. You got to, you know, push that envelope, be on the cutting edge, or, you know, someplace in a semifinals, you know, where there's 16 of the best bands in the state, you're lost in the shuffle. I've been to judges' critiques after shows before where you go in and talk to the adjudicators after a performance and you sit down and their first question is, now who are you and what, you know, what show did you do? They're shuffling through their papers trying to find their score sheets because they don't remember what you did.
Right.
You know, the critiques that we've been to lately, it's you know, here comes Estill County. They know.
Well, and it has been, you know, a long time coming, and you've been a part of the program, I guess, all but 1 year where you had to student teach. So you were, and you were still around,
that's
but you
right.
weren't as involved.
Student teach, yeah, that's right.
You know, since 1990,
I guess 91.
Yeah.
1991.
That's a long daggone time.
That's a long time. My goodness.
Well, and this year, the band is sporting new uniforms.
Yes, we are. And you know, first of all, thank you. We'll talk about this a little bit later, but to our Board of Education has been so, you know, supportive up to this point. The old ones are 12 years old. I guess the average life of these things, I talked to the uniform representative. He said if you get 8 or 9 years out of them, you're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
So these were on their absolute last leg. And so we put together a design. Luckily, it was approved and funded, and they look sharp. We get a chance, everybody, to come out and see them. You need to do that.
They are really sharp. Mm-hmm. And you know, not really traditional.
No.
You know, we had to march in the West Point style,
right.
Cadet looking uniforms, and we were proud of them.
Absolutely.
And I think they were pretty old by the time.
Well, you never had the luxury of marching in the one that looked like a prom tuxedo with the ruffles in the front, did you?
Now, was that the bell bottoms?
Yeah, the bell bottoms, the blue stripe, and the ruffles. And the cummerbund, mind you.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Good stuff.
but yeah, it's you know, you had the three mirrored diamonds around the E, and now you've got the three. I don't know what you call it.
It's a subtle E is what
okay.
you call it.
Okay.
It's a new emblem that's on the hats and on the lapel of the uniform that's you know, looks like the three lines of an E. So it's a subtle design that represents as well.
Oh yeah. Well, and they do. They look sharp when they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you go back and you talk to some of the old band directors. You know, you talk about Spurrier, the old ball coach.
Yeah.
You know, some of the old band directors, they're going to call you out for doing all this black pants stuff.
Yeah, they do. And I think that all started back in the day when people realized that you could hide a lot of the visual mistakes with the black pants. Some of the errors, I guess you could say, didn't stand out as much as they did with the white pants and the white shoes. But I'll tell you what, with this bunch, not to sound, you know, too conceited, visual is their thing. This band is visually just incredible. I think I'd put them in white pants and white shoes against anybody.
Put the big stripe down the side.
Well, that may be going a little, little too far. But
you can see every time that knee breaks, you can see that stripe.
Yeah.
But they do, they're great looking bunch, and they're a class act.
They really are.
It's our band always has been.
That's right. And I get that comment. You know, we get so many comments when we go, you know, across the state. You know, not only on the on the performances, but I'll always get a random email from someone I don't know that says, you know, your kids just need to be commended on, you know, how polite and courtesy and what a mature class act, you know, group of kids. Now, I mean, a lot of credit to the parents. I mean, that's that's the students that we're dealing with here. But we talk about it, and you know, there is a certain amount of pride that they carry with them that we expect them to do so. I mean, like I've told them, you know, they wear that E on their chest. It means a lot, and they've got to play the part.
Yeah, they definitely buy into that that idea that wherever they go, they've got our entire community on a banner right in front of them.
They do, and we had a quick discussion after prelims at Central this past weekend when it was so shocking, the results, when we ended up second out of prelims, out of all those unbelievable bands. We'll talk about it later. But I told them, they were sitting there on the track, and I said, the stigma that has always followed, you know, Estill County and our band and having this letter on our you know, uniform, it's gone. Mm-hmm. Right now, it just, when you go through there, look at the Eastern High School, you look at Tate's Creek, you know, you look at Grant County, all these state champions and these just unbelievable elite programs, so it's gone. You know, we're getting the credit that we deserve now. We don't have a 5-point disadvantage because of our name.
Right.
If anything, you know, finally, it's an advantage. So that was a big moment. You know, some of the older parents, you know, I talk about Jessica and Ron, kind of heard that, and they're like, "Wow, that is so true. It's gone. That's a great place to be."
It is, yeah. and which you're really humble, and I realize that, but you deserve a lot of credit for taking everything from an already a strong, proud program and then lifting it up to the next level.
Well, you know, I don't play a note. I don't march a step. You know, the shows are kind of pre-designed, and of course we have some ideas, but you know, I think if you can just instill that sense of pride and that self-worth, and you know, I get a little flack about this from some of our colleagues about the competitive side of it. You know, back off. This is not about a trophy. You know, this is about music education. You know, we want to go out there and just have fun and give these guys an overall a well-rounded education. You know, in my opinion, that's what concert band's for. That's when we're going to teach. That's when we're going to learn.
Right.
All the stuff like that. And, you know, like I say, I've taken the heat for, but, you know, when it's marching season, we're there to compete. And that's just simply, we want to be better than the competitor. And that's what we try to do.
Well, I mean, in a competitive environment, you want to win.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's, you know, we talked about the secret to success earlier. You know, that's the biggest part of it. These kids love to win and they hate to lose. And that'll get you a long way.
It really will. Well, we're going to talk about some of the accolades and everything that have mm-hmm. been the, you know, lining that trophy shelf. When we get back, we're going to take a quick break here and get right back into it. You're listening to Come On Home. Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. Again, I am joined by Mr. Jason Bowles with the Estill County High School Band Program. All right. We've been going through some of the history here and everything. Of course, for those of you who aren't aware, the Marching Engineers last year made state finals for the very first time.
Yeah.
And that was a defining moment. That's, I guess, when you're really included among the big boys. And, of course, you know, once you crack through that glass ceiling, mm-hmm. well, now you got to go every year, right?
Expectations are pretty high. Yeah.
let's just, I know you got your, you were smart and wrote everything down.
Oh yeah.
Cause it is a blur. just let the folks know some of the accolades that the kids have racked up this year.
Sure. Sure. We started out the season. We went to, Bourbon County, which we picked that on purpose because it turns out that that's where our regional competition is going to be. So it's always great to get familiar with the field and the surroundings. But anyway, first time out, we met Garrett County in Class 2A. You're probably going to hear me say that a lot here in the next few minutes. reason being is that was the most, I guess, formidable opponent, and that's who beat us in state finals last year. They were the 2A state champions. We were runners-up. So obviously that was a main focus and area of interest as to where they were going to be. So very, very early in the season, don't know that it was a fair, you know, assessment of what things really were. But anyway, in Class 2A, we got best visual. We won first place in our class, beat Garrett County in Class 2A, and we were third overall in finals. I can't remember out of however many bands. But that was pretty sweet because last year at the same time, we did not beat Gary County. In fact, we did not even beat finals, and those kids were absolutely devastated. They didn't make finals at Bourbon, so a little bit of redemption there. The next weekend, we went to Campbell County in Class 2A. We won Best Music and Best Visual. We were first place in our class, so it was the second first place finish. And then overall, we were second place overall in finals from everybody and earned a reserve grand championship trophy. That's second place, second highest score of all the bands, regardless of class. The third weekend, we went to Mason County. Last year, we were grand champions at Mason County. That was another first in, in our history of the grand championship there. So, again, expectations were pretty high. In Class 2A, we won Best Guard, Best Percussion. We took first place again for the third straight week. Overall, out of all the participating bands, we received Best Music, the Best Color Guard. That was a big moment for those ladies. So that that was out of everybody. And we were able to repeat. We came out of there with grand champion again with the overall high score regardless of class. So that was another big moment. Let's see. The next one was Taylor County. It was a pretty long trip. That was held at Campbellsville University. In Class 2A, we won Best Music. We got Best Guard and Best Percussion. And we also got first place in our class. And I guess in the business, that's what you call a sweep. We took everything everything in our class. And overall, out of that extensive lineup, regardless of class, we finished fourth overall in finals. And then on to Madison Central. It was this past weekend. Glasgow was our competition, another Class 2A finalist in the past that we really had our eye on. We're curious to see where we stacked up with them here late in the season. In Class 2A, we got Best Music, Best Guard, and we won first place again. And out of all of that list of 15 bands at finals, we beat Glasgow by 11 points, and we were reserve grand champion again, behind the likes of just some amazingly just prestigious programs like I mentioned, Eastern High School in Grant County, who has consistently been in state finals, and all the rest of the list. It was a very, very stacked competition with tons and tons and tons of awesome groups there. Quite the accomplishment.
So I mean, when you look at this from an overall perspective, just to put this in perspective for you folks who are listening, Estill has not been beaten by a 2A band this year.
No, we're I don't want to jinx us, but we are undefeated in the class. We got one more regular season competition coming up this week, and we square off against Garrett County again here late in the season. So it'll be very interesting to see you again where we stand there with 2 weeks of preparation left to do.
Right, and you know. Garrett County is going to be gunning for you.
Oh, well, I told the kids that. I mean, there's no doubt they're former state champions, and they know what it takes to get there. And if any one of those, you know, any of my guys think that they're going to lay down and give up and be defeated, I mean, they're crazy. We as a band motivate them to be better, and we got to be ready.
Right.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's exciting, and it's nice to be among, the elite. And, to be finishing not just among all these perennial state finalists, but to be ahead of some of them. And that's a great feeling.
It is. And it's such a tough time of year as it relates to rehearsal, because everything before this point, you're learning something new. Everything's exciting. It's moving at a really fast pace. And then it comes to a grinding halt, because all the new stuff and the fun stuff, you know, so to speak, comes to cleaning minute details. So hundreds of repetition on one little minor detail to get it exactly the way it is. And I tell the kids that's the difference. There's very few bands that can do that. And there's very few, staff members or directors that are willing to go through there and be that meticulous. But at the end, that's what separates, that first and second spot. That's what separates going to finals or not. And I firmly believe that that's the difference. So that's our focus this week and in the next 2 weeks as we end the season.
So you're getting ready. This Saturday is it South Laurel?
South Laurel, yeah.
Which is normally a pretty large competition.
I'm not sure how many are there, but yeah, there's probably 16 or 18 bands.
Yeah. So that'll be a long day.
Yeah, it is. But it's one performance, which is a different format. A lot of these others that I mentioned earlier in the season were preliminaries and finals. I did that on purpose, too, because it's the last one, and it's one and done. You show up, you perform, and that's it. No second chances. Well, the reason why that's significant is the following week, regionals competition, where you qualify for state level, it's one and done. You don't get a second chance. You go to the next week, semifinals, the biggest performance of the year, there are no second chances. It's one and done. And at the end of that performance, they call four names. There's no pomp and circumstance. There's no trophy celebration. Nobody gets a medal. They don't introduce anybody. They call four names and get on the bus. And either you're going to, West Kentucky University again or you're coming home.
Right.
So it's crunch time.
That is an interesting thing to point out, though, is, and much like any sport, mm-hmm. where, at the high school level, you don't normally have a series to get best of. I mean, you get one game and you're done.
That's true. That's true. So that's kind of what we're kind of gearing toward, is being able to put everything physically and emotionally. That's such a huge part of what we do, into one 7-minute performance.
Right.
Isn't it crazy to think the entire season from, July?
Yeah.
Comes down to a 7-minute performance.
Oh, you're working on this stuff in April.
It never stops. So please don't ask me what we're doing next year, because I have no idea.
And that's, people think I have an inside track because, I talk to Jason on the phone periodically and what have you, but yeah, he really doesn't know.
No.
It all just kind of happens, and you follow it through when it happens.
That's
so
true.
Given the level that these kids have been able to reach, how do you get that out of them?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Like I say, we talk a lot about the Estill County pride thing. They have to have a purpose. They have to have a reason and something to be proud of. It's the hardest working bunch of kids I have absolutely ever had. I talked about it earlier. It's just they don't like to lose. They some of them 2 years ago kind of got that bitter taste of what happened with the coming in fifth place. We were one spot from finals.
Yeah, when the hurricane hit.
And it was absolutely devastating. So the guys after that, the following year, were more than determined to make sure that didn't happen again, and they were rewarded. Like you said, that was the state finalist band. Now, once we've achieved that level, of course, like you said, everybody wants to make sure that we can maintain that, and they're willing to work hard to do that. And I'll tell you, another secret is our staff. We have got one of the best staff assembled that we've ever had, working with these kids. People that are from here, people that aren't from here, who are all in. I mean, they give everything they have, and it's obviously they're not doing it for the money, but it's unbelievable how experienced and how educated and the quality, people that we have that are truly, like I said, all in for every one of these kids. Parents, that's another part of this equation. I mean, they're just as, hardcore with this stuff as anybody else. I've got to put them on the list when I say they love to win and they hate to lose.
Yeah.
And they will do absolutely everything and have done everything and anything for any one of these students. So it's a unbelievable winning culture, I think is the best way to describe it, holistically. And that's what we strive for, and that's what we try to continue, and we base so much on just being positive. I mean, there's no way that you can, let any of the negativity creep into what we do, because we've got so much to be proud of. So anytime the negativity or, I guess, the drama, so to speak, tries to surface, it is squelched very, very, very quickly, as you might imagine. And we focus on the positives, as we should.
Well, very cool. That was a very politically correct statement that you just made. Yeah. I asked you for secrets, and you ran all the way around. You thanked everybody, and then you just got on the bus.
What was the question again?
It's all good. I mean, when you start with good kids, with good parents, and, you just stick with it, and you find the right formula and just keep on plugging.
Mm-hmm. And then when you're fortunate enough maybe to reap some of the rewards, it's amazing how much tradition plays into what you do, because the new kids that like I say, we lose our seniors, you get a new bunch coming in, they already know what's expected, they know the tradition and the reputation, and any lower expectation is just simply not an option, and they know that before they even step on the field.
Right. Well, I know it's always been, you know, the esprit de corps.
Yeah.
Or I can't remember which school it was, but they always misspelled it, and it was esprit de corps.
The corpse.
The corpse. Yeah. But, you know, that's always, even now, you know, back in the day, we wanted that because we knew we were going to hopefully get second place in our class and miss finals. But to get the esprit de corps, well, at least we're the most, you know, well-behaved and considerate and all that. These kids are winning, and they're still getting those.
And that's why. You know, a lot of times, especially nowadays, you know, even though maybe you did make second or take second and not make finals, it made what you did on the field better.
Yeah.
It absolutely did. You know, they're more focused, they're more determined. And, you know, it's that poise, it's that projection of style and pride that sets them apart. And you can just, you see it on the field, you see it off the field. And again, that's a big part of the equation.
Well, and one more word about the staff. Mm-hmm. The work that Ms. Worrell does with these starting band kids.
It's the secret. The feeder program, flat out, is the secret. The more time and effort that goes into that is, you know, you see the direct result. Now, we've talked a lot about competition and being competitive. I don't think there's a more competitive human being on this planet than Miss Worrell.
Oh, she's insane.
And that's why, and she is so driven. And whether it's, you know, a sixth grade band playing Hot Cross Buns on a concert, she puts everything she's got into Hot Cross Buns to make
Boom!
It perfect. That's it. And then, you know, the same way with taking an eighth grade band to concert band festival, getting straight distinguished, it matters to her. And, you know, and that's very important. That's very important. You've got, again, driven is such a good word to describe her. And the help that she provides at the high school is tremendous, too. I said this, I think, on the last program. I feel confident that she makes me better at what I do. I
mean, right.
She keeps all of us on our toes.
Well, we're going to take another quick break, and then I think we've got some video footage that we can play the audio on the air.
Okay.
So we'll take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to Come On Home. This is Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. And again, I am joined by Jason Bowles, the director of bands for Estill County High School. That's normally a title for a college level, isn't it?
Sounds fancy.
Director of bands. Mm-hmm. I have, and it's funny, and I'll go ahead and let out a secret here. They video all of their performances, and they put them on YouTube, mm-hmm. but it's secret.
Yeah, we can't. Well, you don't let the competition know too much.
So you have to have the exact link if you want to be able to check them out. So, well, yeah, that is true, though. You don't want to let all your secrets out of the bag. But I'm not sure how well this is going to play over the air, but we're going to give it a shot. This is actually the performance at Madison Central for finals.
Oh, okay.
So this is the one, you know, you came in, you know, reserve grand champion behind only
Adair County yeah.
that has won state in, I think, every class and for 116 years.
Yeah, they are the staple.
The epitome.
Yeah, they are.
All right, well, we'll check it out here. Here is the Estill County High School Marching Engineers.
August 12, 1692, Salem, Massachusetts, our newly discovered world, has presented a life of challenge, yet great reward throughout my young life. How could we have known that the course of fate would turn so painstakingly cruel? My name is Bridget Bishop, and this is my story.
Thank you.
phases and whisperings of my neighbors have alas become difficult to bear. I see young mothers steer their darlings from my path, and elder women leaning each toward the other to address that strange woman, that different woman.
We got halfway through it there. Not the top quality that you can have for a radio broadcast, but gives you a good idea of just how good these kids are.
It's exciting stuff.
And you got to see the visual. And that's so. Are you doing any more football games?
We have discussed, of course, this last football game is homecoming, so they've got all those other festivities at halftime. We talked about maybe sticking around and doing like a post-game performance or something. That would be our only opportunity. I'm not sure if this is open to the community or not, but we are also doing our homecoming pep rally on Friday morning, which is typically held in the gym where they do, you know, your typical pep rally environment,
sure,
if you will. And because of the bleachers being put in and all that construction going on, it's moved to the football field. And so Gina Flynn and Mr. Winkler asked if the band would want to perform their field show, you know, full regalia top to bottom on the field for the pep rally. So I'm so curious to know if this has ever happened in any other high school in the world where the marching band plays in front of the, you know, entire student body on the football field. And I'm really excited because I know it's going to be received very well. But this is kind of a cool new opportunity.
That is neat.
Yeah. Yeah,
and so even the kids that you know, normally don't go to football games or what have you, then they're going to get a chance to see the marching band.
Yeah, I mean, it's a captive audience, but you know, we'll take what we can.
That's the best kind. Well, and you can hear from the recording there that obviously the boosters and parents and supporters, of course, Central is always the one to go to because it's close.
To home, right.
But everybody loses their mind, and you've orchestrated that as well, haven't you?
A couple of places. It helps to have a little boost from the crowd. Yeah,
it's but yeah, they are phenomenal, and year after year, it seems like it's hard to believe, but it seems like the program really does progress each year.
It does. Well, that goes back to the feeder program that we talked about. We start these guys in fifth grade. I'm not sure how many Miss Worrell actually ended up with, but I helped her with some of the recruiting and the paperwork early on. And out of the fifth graders at West Irvin, she collected 126 interest forms back from that fifth grade class. Now, obviously, you don't end up with that many.
Sure.
But she's already gone through her rental night. The kids have got their instruments. And it's just so awesome to see that progression, you know, those guys starting in fifth grade and being able to accomplish what they do at the end of their high school career. But, you know, like you say, there are those years, oh, this is the senior class. you know, how could we ever survive without those guys? And then next year's senior class, along with the rookie class, come in and they hold their own, they excel, and it's cool because it's a lot of times those students that you don't expect, end up being just superstars and just awesome musicians. Right. So you know that's a reward in itself to be able to witness that too.
It is cool, and I applaud you for not just carrying on a proud tradition, but improving on it. It's good stuff, man.
It is.
You're doing a good job.
It's a lot of work. It's exhausting. And again, it's not fair for me to say because I don't take a step. But
did your time though.
Right, I did. And this is by no means an insult or reflection on the rest of the student body proper. I'm not saying that. But you know, you have 750 something, I guess, students in our high school, and you see the small number of kids that choose to participate in our ensemble. They are a standout group, and they are exceptional. And it just says a lot. It's a special, special, special kid that can choose to do this and stick with it and continue to perform at this level.
The numbers have grown to a point, though. You can almost claim 1 out of 10 kids at the high school.
It is. I guess this is the biggest group we've ever had. I guess total we have 67. That's everybody, winds, guard, and percussion. But
that's the biggest one going all the way back to the 80s.
Probably so.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. That's right. They're, in my tenure, that's the biggest, right. The biggest group we've had since I've been director, yeah.
In the KMEA era.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, Bowles, both to you and to the staff, and of course all the marching engineers, mm-hmm. members, best of luck coming up at South Laurel, and then of course going into regionals and then shooting for the Hilltoppers big stage.
Yeah, we're going to give it everything we've got. It's a great mindset and, again, a great work ethic. And, not the jinxes, but, we're going to win it. That's why we're doing this thing.
Well, I couldn't think of a better Halloween costume than what them 67 kids are going to be wearing.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Bowles, always, it's a joy and a pleasure, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Well, I'm going to follow up here with a little Casey Kasem song dedication. This is from a single cassette that Mr. Bowles carried in his glove box, and it may still be in there.
It probably
but,
is.
But since the early 90s, here's a little Joe Diffie for you, John Deere Green.
Charlie and John. reviews read, but it looked good to Charlene.
Welcome back to Come On Home with Goosehead Joe. All right. With the new format, new layout here, I've finally gotten around to where I think I have a few minutes to do holidays and observances, because I know a lot of you folks look forward to that. So let me jump right into it. For today, Wednesday, October 14th, it is Be Bald and Be Free Day. So for all you slick-headed people out there, enjoy it. Today is also Spider-Man Day for all you fans of Spidey. A few historic dates here. On this day, back in 1947, Chuck Yeager became the first man to break the sound barrier. Let's see. Today, back in 1957, Wake Up Little Susie became the Everly Brothers' first number one hit. On this day in 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis began. And then on October 14th, 1994, Pulp Fiction debuted in theaters. Birthdays today, former James Bond Roger Moore is 88, Usher is 37, and Ralph Lauren is 76. Tomorrow, October the 15th, it is Global Hand Washing Day. It's also the International Day of Rural Women. I know a lot of excellent and strong rural women. And it's also National Grouch Day for all you folks who just, good day for you to celebrate. A couple of historic dates here. On October 15th, 1989, the great one, Wayne Gretzky, broke the National Hockey League points record. And on October 15th, 2007, Drew Carey debuted as the new host of The Price is Right. I'm still not completely sold on him. He's okay, but I miss Bob. A few birthdays on Thursday. Celebrity chef Emeril Lagasse turns 56. Laverne Penny Marshall turns 72. And Sarah Ferguson, what is she, the Duchess of something in the United Kingdom, also turns 56. Moving on to Friday, it is Boss's Day. So if you have a boss, or if you're your own boss, make sure to celebrate and show your boss that you care. And it's also Dictionary Day. I believe it was Noah Webster's birthday is October 16th. A couple historic dates. On October 16th, 1958, Chevy introduced the El Camino. On that day in 1976, Disco Duck hit number one on the pop charts. And in 1987, Baby Jessica was rescued from a well as the world watched. And I remember that very well. Birthdays on Friday. Red Hot Chili Peppers bassist Flea is 53. Murder, She Wrote star Angela Lansbury turns 90. And John Mayer turns 38. Moving on to Saturday, October 17th, it is Mulligan Day. So if you need a do-over, Saturday's your day for it. And it's also National Pasta Day. So make sure and celebrate. Through history, let's see. Back in 1931, on October 17th, Al Capone went to jail for tax evasion. In 1960, R&B legends The Drifters earned a number one pop hit with Save the Last Dance for Me. And then in 1974, Benji debuted on television. A couple birthdays on Saturday. Rapper Eminem turns 43, and country great Alan Jackson turns 57. Moving on to Sunday, it is National Chocolate Cupcake Day, so I'm sure my youngest will be celebrating that in one way or another. Through history, on October 18th, 1767, a couple of folks named Mason and Dixon drew a line, and that lasted for a long time. In 1898, the United States took control of Puerto Rico following the Spanish-American War, and in 1988, Roseanne debuted. Birthdays on Sunday, Chuck Berry turns 89, Zac Efron turns 28, and Jean-Claude Van Damme turns 55. So moving on to Monday, I'm almost out of time. October 19th, it's National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. Through history, Cornwallis surrendered at Yorktown back in 1781, and the first Blockbuster store opened in 1985. Finishing up Tuesday, in 1973, the Sydney Opera House opened, and in 1947, the Red Scare started in Hollywood. Birthdays on Tuesday, boxer Evander Holyfield turns 53, and one of the creators of South Park, Trey Parker, turns 46. So there you have the holidays and observances, celebrity birthdays for this week. And that just about does it for me today on Come On Home. I appreciate you all tuning in, and I appreciate my guests, Lindsay Rogers and Jason Bowles. And as for me, I'm out of here. In the week to come, be kind to yourself and be kind to one another. Have a good one, everybody.
How could life be so cold? Where did all the water go that my boat was floating on yesterday? Has my ship run aground, or have I finally found that the ocean I was on was just a bay? And as I stand here on the shore, I can hear the ocean roar. The tide's gone out, I'm stranded on my own. Not a love, not a friend, but on God I can depend to show me the light and safely lead me home. And I'll sing those old songs again, and I'll thank the Lord for every place I've been, and I'll start my life anew some sweet day singing praise the Lord for showing me the way. Singing praise the Lord for showing me.